We're hearing today's first reading from the book of the prophet Daniel, the incredible story of God saving Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the hands of King Nebuchadnezzar, who persecuted them for refusing to serve his God and worship the golden statue that he made. King Nebuchadnezzar threatened to cast the three of them into the hot, white-hot furnace, but the three men remained faithful to the one true God, saying, "Even if God did not save us from the white-hot furnace and from your hands, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you set up." And indeed, God saved his servants who trusted him. God delivered them from death before the eyes of the king and his nobles, to which the king exclaimed, "I see four men unfettered and unhurt walking in the fire. The fourth looks like a son of God." Sisters and brothers in Christ, how reassuring it is for us to know that God was with them in the white-hot furnace. God did not abandon them in their time of need, nor will he abandon us during times of difficulties and challenges in our lives. As I read and reflected on the readings, in particular the words, "the fourth looks like the Son of God," I remembered an image I saw on social media last week that I downloaded and sent to my sister-in-law, who is a pediatric nurse. The image is of a nurse caring for a patient who is lying on a hospital bed. Standing beside her is our Lord Jesus Christ, with his right hand on her shoulder and his left hand over his heart, blessing her, giving her strength, and reassuring her that she is not alone, that he is always by her side. Three were bound and casted into the white hot furnace, but they were not alone. God sent his angel to deliver his servants from death. Let us take a moment and use our imagination. What is the hot white furnace in our own lives that we find ourselves in because of the choices we have made? Or maybe through no fault of our own, but rather because of the circumstances in our lives. Or perhaps someone put us in the white hot furnace by their words and actions, similar to what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If we are having a difficult time identifying the white furnace in our lives, then might I suggest we start by reflecting on the seven deadly sins: avarice, gluttony, pride, lust, envy, sloth, wrath, which you can listen to Father Charlie's Daily Reflection on St. Albert's podcast, and the lies and the false gods that the evil one wants us to believe about ourselves. Jesus tells us, "Amen, amen, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." Thus, to be enslaved by our sins is to find ourselves in a white-hot furnace, and Christ wants us to free us from our sins. Sisters and brothers in Christ, Jesus wants to deliver us from the white-hot furnace that we find ourselves in, whatever they may be in our lives. For our part, we have to turn to God, bend our knees in prayers, remain faithful to him, and trust in his divine providence. Jesus reminds us of this, saying, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free." St. Augustine wrote, "God could give no greater gift to men than to make his word, through whom he created all things, so that the word might be both Son of God and Son of man, one God with the Father and one man with all men." The result is that when we speak with God in prayer, we do not separate the Son from him. And when the body of the Son prays, it does not separate its head from itself. It is the one Savior of his body, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who prays for us and in us, and in himself, the object of our prayers.